Tom Bianco retired in 2013 from the Social Security Administration. He was a program manager for the agency's major accounting systems, and when he left with 37 years of government experience.
About the time I retired, the agency had just awarded a contract to place credit card swipes and check scanners in all 1,250 field offices. And we had lost a lot of people through attrition here. And we really needed, the writing was on the wall that they were going to have a tough time implementing this. So they asked me to stay on and help them implement this project and see it through.
Like the Social Security Administration, agencies are finding themselves in a similar situation all too often. Hiring freezes and budget cuts mean agency succession planning is unfocused. Mission-critical projects pop up, and when they do, departments lack the workforce expertise to see them through when longtime federal employees retire. But statistics that show just how often agencies use the program don't exist. The Office of Personnel Management says it doesn't collect this information government-wide. An amendment to the 2015 National Defense Authorization Act allows agencies to rehire retirees without special permission from OPM. Reemployed annuitants can't make up more than 2.5% of an agency's workforce. The expected retirement tsunami hasn't landed quite yet, but there has been a slight uptick in longtime federal employees leaving in recent years. John Palguda is the vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He says agencies that bring in new employees toward the beginning or middle of their careers wouldn't need to rehire former employees.
What has happened, of course, during sequestration, a lot of agencies froze hiring or put a semi-freeze on hiring. And over a period of time, 2-3 years, you start getting things out of balance. You have people leaving. You haven't brought in new people. Folks midway in the pipeline, are still taking care of what they're doing, and they're not ready to move on. And that kind of puts a strain on agencies.
But if agencies can't only rely on new hires to complete mission-critical tasks, they need reemployed annuitants to help bridge the gap. Part of Bianco's job now includes mentoring and training his younger colleagues, and many of them don't have much background in project management. Bianco says there's a wide range in age and experience at his agency.
We seem to have a mix of employees where many, many of them, like me, are nearing retirement age or ready to retire. And then there's this other group that much younger, maybe in their, 20s and 30s. And it seems like there aren't a whole lot in between that. So, we're in that peculiar spot of having to, in order to maintain continuity, we really need folks who have the experience to kind of train others so that they can carry on.
Georgia Hubert also came back to government as a reemployed annuitant to lend her expertise. She retired in 2011 as a director of federal assistance at the State Department. She left with more than 39 years of federal experience. Like Bianco, Hubert says her colleagues have either been with government for 40 years or are just a few years out of college. Part of her job now is training them on what to look for in future contracts and grants.
I think most agencies right now, they're all up against that, hiring ceiling. So I think, we're bringing 40 years worth of experience in for these positions. Nobody's going to come out of college with, that much knowledge of what we do.
But agencies could do a better job at filling that knowledge gap. Federal News Radio surveyed nearly 1,500 current and retired federal employees on retirement trends in the workforce. 62% of retirees say they did not train a new employee before leaving government. 38% say they did. Several retirees say their agencies had some sort of training program, but budget reductions cut those opportunities short. And it's unclear how many agencies are bringing back employees like Hubert and Bianco. But the picture is a little clearer at the Social Security Administration. The House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Social Security asked SSA last June for a full review of its reemployed annuitant program. The agency's Office of Inspector General released its findings in January. SSA had nearly 1,200 reemployed annuitants as of November 2014. 985, or about 1.6% of its full-time employees, are annuitants with a dual compensation waiver. SSA's percentage of full-time annuitants has exceeded 1% since 2012. The agency says the number of reemployed annuitants should go back to less than 1% of its full-time workforce, but this might change because of budget cuts. The IG says SSA planned to hire 6,000 employees in 2014, but it says it can't only rely on new employees to fulfill all mission requirements. Plus, training new hires takes about 2 years. The IG estimates it will need about 1,150 annuitants over the next 2 years to train new employees. The opportunity to mentor and train the next generation, in part, brought Hubert and Bianco back to government again. Hubert first retired at age 56, and she says it was just too young for her to stop work altogether. She went back to the State Department as a management inspector for the Office of Inspector General after about 8 months of retirement.
I had been in the same office since 1999 and was working those 12 to 14-hour days supervising, and just decided it was time for me to go. I wasn't going to go any higher, financially grade-wise, and it just seemed like a good opportunity to go. So I retired looking for some other work, and when the Office of Inspector General called me, it just sounded very rewarding. I mean, I've done foreign affairs work for 40 years, and the opportunity to go back to Baghdad after being there in 2007 and setting up a program and returning in 2012, I mean, it was just, you know, it's kind of like Paris in the spring to me.
Bianco is one of the 514 re-employed annuitants SSA hired in 2013. That's the most the agency has hired in the past 5 years.
I didn't want to retire, but my wife has a small business, and she had one person helping her, and that person left. And so it was either retire and help her, or she had to quit her job. We couldn't afford the latter, so I ended up retiring and helping her.
And he says the work is still meaningful.
There was never a dull moment for me, and I never really had the desire to go anywhere else. You know, especially in the position I'm in right now, I find this, even as a re-employed annuitant, I find this very rewarding because we're actually getting things done.
There are financial benefits, too, for the annuitants who have a dual compensation waiver instead of a salary offset. Hubert says she was looking for a higher salary with a government contractor after she retired, but chose to come back to the State Department instead.
Yes, I'm a double dipper, and so is my husband, and, that's certainly great, but you know, if I was looking for the big bucks, I would have gone with, you know, the two contractors, and I called them back and they'd even offered me more money. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go to the OIG and I'm going to make a difference.
But even if longtime federal employees find their work rewarding enough to come back to government, they won't stay forever. Hubert says she'll reach the maximum number of hours she can work during her reemployment once she finishes her last inspection. She says she'll leave the State Department to look after family. And Bianco says he'll likely stay with SSA until 2016, but he wonders how much longer many of his colleagues will stay too.
Just from personal experience, from all the things I've been reading in the news about, you know, folks in Congress wanting to cut benefits left and right. I mean, I'm sure the writing's on the wall for a lot of folks that are nearing retirement age that, you know, they're going to end up forcing them out, basically. So I don't know what that's going to do to the federal government as a whole, but it will certainly leave, you know, a void.
And even if federal employees aren't yet leaving government in droves, Palguda says it doesn't mean agencies aren't struggling.
If you have people, if you've had a good succession plan, people are ready to take over, retirements are not a problem. But if you're, you know, standing in the water and the water's up to your nose, you don't need a tsunami. Just a gentle wave is enough to put you under.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.